talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN, 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK, 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it made. I want to start with Trump and Susan Collins. Susan Collins is a chameleon. She's a senator from Maine, a Republican. Every 6 years when she runs for re-election, she pretends to be a little moderate, a little Democratic, and then she scurries back into the tall grass for six more years. She's the one who got illegal campaign contributions from a defense contractor. She's the one who got a major contribution from an outfit that had a name of something like STEM for Girls. Everybody would love STEM for Girls. Science, technology, engineering, and math. When they investigated it, it turns out that no one knew what it was or where the money came from. It had one phone number in Hawaii somewhere. Somebody sitting at a desk couldn't answer questions. This is all baloney. All baloney on the part of Susan Collins. She occasionally throws a bone. She would not vote to convict Donald Trump on the Ukraine impeachment. She piled on him on the end, on the insurrection impeachment, along with there are about seven Republicans. She dodges, she bobs and weaves. Well, Trump doesn't like her either. Why doesn't Trump like her? Because when you have somebody in the middle who's a chameleon, they don't say enough to please his vanity, and they don't do the right thing anyway. So he just came out yesterday and said she is atrocious. She is an atrocious senator. She didn't help lift a finger to help the fishermen and the lumberjacks, the lobster fishermen and the lumberjacks in Maine. Well, I doubt that she's done very much for him. She doesn't do very much for anybody other than herself. But he was referring there to the fact that he had gone in and tried to lift some restrictions on fishing and so forth. And she sort of meekly went along, didn't do much for it. Well, it comes to happen that she is working with Moscow Mitch McConnell, to recruit anti-Trump Senate candidates, or at least candidates that aren't submissive to Trump. Moscow Mitch sees the danger if some of these Trump senators ever snuck in, got nominated, and then got in, and they're campaigning on a platform of throwing out Moscow Mitch, of purging the Republican Party of any semblance of normalcy of the old days, of just a simple conservative who isn't out to betray the country, turn it over to Putin. So Moscow Mitch and a handful of other people are actively behind the scenes recruiting and helping Republican Senate candidates in primaries. Another one is John Thune, number two in the Senate, senator from South Dakota. And occasionally Susan Collins slides in to try to cover her bases that way. Well, Collins apparently had said, quote, "No one should be afraid of President Trump, period," end quote. Quote, "No one should be afraid of President Trump, period," end quote. Well, right, absolutely, no brainer. Why are you afraid of President Trump? He lost the election, and he also cost the Republicans two Senate seats in Georgia. He went down to Georgia. Georgia's a red state. Yes, Joe Biden won it by 14,000 votes. The people were fed up with Donald Trump. I mean, they were fed up, frankly, with his betrayal of the country to Putin, and they were just fed up. But Senate is another matter. And Raphael Warnock and Jonathan Ostoff got those seats, first on their merits, the great senators, but secondly, got them because Trump went sliding around Georgia, grousing. He knew that he was going to lose the election. He could tell it in the polls, the last minute polls, just before the exit polls, just before the day of voting. And he'd say, don't vote. It's rigged. What he was doing, he was setting up the lie afterwards that he lost because there was rigging. So he kept talking about rigging before the election because he knew from the polls he was going to lose. He lost by 7 million votes nationwide. Biden got 81 million. Trump got 74 million. But he realized that he was very likely to lose not just Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, but Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada, which are far less traditionally Democratic, and yet he was going to very likely lose them. But by going around Georgia and saying that, a lot of folks believed him. A lot of folks believed him. They weren't the sharpest knives in the drawer. Oh, well, if it's all rigged, why should I get out of bed and vote? Why should I try to take a break from work and vote? And that very likely, that may well have also cost Trump the presidential election in Georgia. Not that that would have changed the whole picture, because Georgia's electoral votes weren't necessary to put Trump over, as it turned out. But he got petulant at the end. He got petulant at the end. So I don't know why anybody should be afraid of him. But Collins said, quote, no one should be afraid of President Trump, period. He comes back and says she's atrocious. She didn't help the fishermen or the lumberjacks in Maine. I did. I'm the reason that she got reelected. Turns out that she got more votes than Trump in Maine, although he did carry one congressional district. Maine only has two congressional districts. So what do you do with all this? How significant is this break in the Republican Party? It's very significant. It's very significant. The reason it's significant is because once continents start to separate, they never go back and they just drift apart. One of the curious things that Trump is doing, he has endorsed various nut jobs for the Senate. And I think he's real in the primaries. And I think he realizes that by doing that, and if they lose bigly, as he would put it, bigly, it makes him look bad. And a lot of people will think, well, that's because he endorsed them instead of they were nut jobs in the first place. In Ohio, there are various right-wing nuts running, a guy named Mandel, a guy named Vance, a couple of others. But there's a guy named Dolan running who's a billionaire. And this guy Dolan is a little on the independent side, even though he's a Republican. And remember, I'm supporting Tim Ryan, a congressman, Democrat, who's terrific. But this guy, Dolan, has said before, Trump was lying about the election. The election was absolutely fair. Time to look forward in the future. And Trump is actually right now, apparently, from insider disclosures, considering endorsing him. Now, why would he do that? First of all, the primary in Ohio is very, very tight in the Republican side. Very, very tight. Very tight. And you have a billionaire in there, and that's going to make a difference. Secondly, even though he's a billionaire, the guy looks cleaner than these other folks. Mandel and Vance and the others are all mercilessly sucking up to Trump. Yes, there's part of a Trump base, but people get tired of that kind of conduct. If Trump were to come out and endorse Dolan, he might do it to beef up Trump's reputation, to find anybody who can win anything with his name associated with it. Now, would Dolan accept the endorsement? He'd have to be crazy not to, because having already established his independence, if Trump does it, all he has to say is, well, I appreciate it. I'd like all votes. That way he neutralizes the Trump base at least, and maybe gets part of it. And it puts a knife into Mandel and Vance. So there's a lot of strange things going on. Collins is an old shoe. She's old hat, been around, kind of grizzled, very grizzled, a little gray around the muzzle. you know, there are no new ideas with Susan Collins other than dodging and weaving, bobbing and sniffing, and trying to hide as much as she can, and then surface, grab as much money as she can. In the cases I've described, very questionable sources, and then sneak back in somehow in Maine because there's only two congressional districts. Each congressional district has about 700,000 people, so it's a small state, obviously a small state. So there you have it in Maine. He's not hitting her as hard as he's hit others. You know, a Moscow Mitch, he called a broken down old crow, insulted Moscow Mitch's wife because of the ethnicity on her parents' side. They were from China. You know, Moscow Mitch is an old worm. Moscow Mitch has a infinite capacity for humiliation and servility, but maybe infinite is wrong, almost infinite. At some point, if you're constantly thrown in the mud and laughed at, and Moscow Mitch deserves to be laughed at, he's done a lot to injure the country. But Moscow Mitch tried to turn it around and say, Old Crow is my favorite bourbon. You know, that was funny to a point. But at some point, guy insults your wife, calls you a broken down old crow. You are going to get back at him somehow. Moscow Mitch is going around recruiting people to win in Republican Senate primaries. So if by any reason, any chance they actually get into the Senate, they'll vote for Moscow Mitch and not against him because of Donald Trump. Now, how's this all going to play out? Trump initially made a mistake. He has endorsed some very, very questionable people. Very questionable people in Georgia, in Arizona, in Alabama. These folks are not going to win. They're not going to win. All he's going to do is tick off the conventional Republican base. My hope and objective is that this division helps the Democrats win. Mark Kelly in Arizona, obviously Raphael Warnock in Georgia. Alabama is a very, very deep lift, but if we had a chance there, it would be because of hatreds within the Republican Party. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.